Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We are live in the studio. We could have been at FLA Live Arena, but we are not. We're in the studio because there's no Panthers game.
We get to go there and just hang out. There's nothing going on.
We should have gone to FTX. Why are we at FTX?
I don't know.
Kind of screwed this whole thing up, didn't we?
I don't know.
We had thought about, the possibility of being at FLA Live Arena for Game 5 of the Panthers tonight. If you were listening to our show on Monday, I made the joke. All right, see you at the Citadel on Wednesday. And unfortunately, I was right. There is no Panthers game. They're doing their exit interviews today.
Wasn't a joke.
It is what it is. But we got a big game tonight. Big old game tonight, FTX Arena. It's the start. I mean, we've positioned it this way for a couple days now. This is the start of a best of three series.
Yes.
With the Heat and the Celtics. So I'll ask you, you got the guts or you got the Spilkus?
I got the guts.
You do have the guts.
I have the guts because how this series is played out. People get their butt whooped like we did game four, and they come back game five and whoop the Celtics' butt. I have the guts tonight.
You have the guts.
Back home, knowing it's a three-game series, I got the guts. No Spilkus.
No Spilkus.
No.
All no. Guts, no Spilkus.
All sputs. All, huh? All sputs. No all Spilkus.
All sputs. He's got all sputs.
I got all the sputs.
Whatever that is. The Heat are underdogs tonight. It hasn't changed. They're 1.5-point underdogs tonight, the last that I looked.
It's gone up.
It's there. What are they, 2 now?
2.5.
2.5? I don't know what I'm missing there. Like, I'm not dismissing or diminishing how good the Celtics are. Whoa, it's 3 on our site. What am I missing?
3?
What am I missing? Is someone not playing? No. I'm being honest. Like, is someone not playing?
As of 7 minutes ago, Hawk, there's a ton of guys questionable for the Miami Heat. Jimmy Butler not included in that list.
Why are the Heat getting 3 points at home when the series is tied 2-2?
It's on TV right now, ESPN. Tyler Hero groin, Kyle Lowry hamstring, Max Strus hamstring, PJ Tucker knee, Gabe Vincent hamstring. That's why. How healthy are we?
Man, I kind of want to jump on this right now. Heat plus 3 at home?
Let's go.
Let's go, right? I mean, there's no point in waiting on this, right?
It's not going to get to 4, so you might as well jump on it now.
Yeah.
All right. I'm putting it in right now. Here you go.
You get dominated in game 4, and now you have 5 or 6, questionables. Yeah. It makes sense. That's why. I think that's why.
If I had a nickel, by the way, for every time I said, I'm putting it in now. Huh?
You'd have a quarter.
But I have to verbally tell people because they don't know. It's their only way of knowing.
You like that? You like that? What? You like that? What?
When are we starting? Huh? What do you mean when are we starting? Started.
Big man.
Ay, ay, ay. Wow, Heat are 3-point underdogs. Now, listen, we've been wrong every game for like the last 30 games. Jim DeJoseph is part of our gambling consortium. He's in Vegas right now.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he's with his family, it ain't a family vacation. He's trying anything to regain his fortune.
He left us.
He left us. He's like, I got to take matters into my own hands.
Let me get Jim on a separate thread than y'all so we can figure something out.
When I say I don't get it, and I did put the bet in, we are betting the Heat. We are in Heat plus three tonight. Now, if all those guys that are listed on ESPN happen to be out tonight, they're in trouble, and so is our bet.
Mm-hmm.
But what are we doing? We're assuming that P.J. Tucker toughs it out. Max Strus toughs it out.
Everybody.
Like we talked about game four where Tyler didn't have to tough it out. Because if we go back 2-2, we're good to go. That's what you do. You win two at home, lose two at home. I mean, lose two away. So if we came back home 2-2, we said we're fine. But now you're back home. Three-game series, two at home, one away. They have to play. They have to push through. They have to tough it out, whatever you want to say.
You don't want to go down. You don't want to give Boston a chance to win the series with two games and they only have to win one of them.
No, if the Heat lose tonight, now it goes to game six.
Yeah.
The Celtics are up 3-2 and they're back home.
Yeah.
Game six. Let's not do that. We can't do that.
Well, it is in. Today, we are not at FLA Live. There is a Heat game. Today is, and this is what's going to happen as we get into the summer. We're going to have less games to focus on and more fun to have. Let's be honest.
Yeah, yeah.
Today is National Towel Day.
Towel.
That's right. Now, how would you celebrate National Towel Day?
Wear a towel.
Wear a towel. Most people, they would go, okay, I'll wear a towel.
Yeah, I just went to a nudist colony for my anniversary.
Didn't even need a towel.
Didn't even take the towel off. Show off the man.
For me, the way that I celebrate National Towel Day is to have you tell me and everyone else the story of Bill Parcells dropping his towel in front of you in the hot tub.
Yes.
So today we will get that story. If you haven't heard that story before, Crowder will tell us about the time in the hot tub. Bill Parcells was standing outside the hot tub talking to him in a towel.
Mm-hmm.
And then before you know it, much like Robert California in the scene and the party at his house in the office, I was watching it last night, it just becomes a free-for-all in the pool.
Mm-hmm.
It became a bit of a free-for-all with Crowder and Bill Parcells in the hot tub.
Free-for-all is like, that's a bit of a stretch. It wasn't all everything goes.
I don't know. The way that I'm picturing things and the way you've told it before.
He kept getting closer and I kept getting further. We ran laps around the hot tub.
So today is National Towel Day. Mike Cuno will join us. Doug Plagans will join us. We'll get to 15 minutes of Heat. We'll monitor, obviously, the injury status for the Heat players. Game tips off tonight at 8:30. Let us begin the show, though, with headlines and Alejandro Solana.
This sports update, it's driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store, Palmetto Ford? We know trucks. We just mentioned it there. Celtics, big favorites tonight. Tip-off will be at around 8:45. 8:30 is this scheduled tip-off, but game here in Miami, FTX Arena.
All right.
For the Celtics, by the way, Marcus Smart and Robert Williams, they are still questionable. I'm sure as the show goes on today, we'll find out more updates via injury reports and from the head coaches.
Let me see. See if the texters are saying anything. I hadn't opened the text machine. Because a lot of times the texters know more than we do as to why the line would be three. I probably should have checked it before I put it in.
They're better than us.
Let's see. That's the same attitude you had with the Bam over the other day. Yeah.
Well, he scored nine?
Bam had nine.
Nine.
He had nine. I don't think Luka went over last night, by the way.
30.
Nope.
He had 30. The over was 34.5. We didn't bet it. We should have bet the Mavs, like I said, but Solana was in a bad mood yesterday, and it just, you know, I didn't want to ruffle his feathers.
We would have pushed regardless because you would have put in two bets. You would have put in the Luka over, and you would have put in the Mavs to cover. We would have pushed yesterday.
Here's the thing. while you were in a bad mood yesterday.
I wasn't.
I'm getting tired of you telling me what I would have done, okay? That's not what I would have done.
Uh-oh.
Slow your roll, son.
Uh-oh. You wanted to go Luke over, did you not?
I wanted to go Mavs. We discussed the Luka over, and we decided not to pull the trigger. Don't tell me what I would have done.
Listen, let's all three just fight. Royal Rumble. Whoever makes it out the room makes it out the room.
Rondé was privy to the screaming fit that Solana had yesterday. This is what Rondé texted me this morning. Solana about to quit yesterday. Go to the Zaslow show. He cursed you out in Spanish the rest of the day.
We don't know what he's saying.
He said, maybe take him to Cheetah. Mm. And I wrote, I'm afraid he might snap on one of the girls.
Yeah, man, what's good? You good today, though, right?
I was good, period, yesterday.
Yeah, but you're good, but you're
Are you better today?
Are
you better today?
I was great yesterday.
Okay.
If anything, I think it was you two who had the issue yesterday.
Mm. Okay.
The guy that has seven divorces and think it's all seven women. You have a problem, brother.
The Marlins, they lost 4-0 yesterday versus the Rays. We were going to bet that one, too.
Yeah, we were.
Yeah.
Did Oscarunzo show out?
Well, I don't know. Did he have more? What was his strikeouts? It was like 6.5, I think, was the total.
Well, Churrascaño is a position player, field player.
No, his name is not Churrascaño.
But I do not believe Pillows went over on strikeouts.
What was he like? The first pitch that he pitched last night was a home run. Literally, one pitch, home run.
Should have thrown the cheddar.
That's a great, great piece of analysis.
So the Rays have bats, is what you're saying.
Churrascaño.
Y'all watched the World Series last year.
You telling me I did? Because I am going to have to refute this.
Randy Orozcarreño.
All right.
You're almost there.
Getting closer.
They play again today versus the Rays, 6:40 p.m. It's the second of the two-game series. Inter-Miami plays at Orlando City today in Orlando, 7 p.m. It's for the round of 16 of the U.S. Open Cup.
All right.
Canes baseball, they open up their ACC tournament play today versus NC State. That's at 7 p.m.
All right, very good. I think they play again on Friday, too.
Yep, versus Wake Forest. Finally, guys. I tweeted both of you this today. Did you see?
This might be the line. Why the line is +3. Pat McAfee, your friend.
Mm-hmm.
Pat McAfee has tweeted out, breaking, allegedly, in big caps, allegedly, there are Miami Heat players still in Boston because they tested positive for COVID.
Hmm.
Now, wait a second. He's attributing that. So I
researched what was happening here because of this. So there's a...
Now, when you say researched, you looked on Twitter as well?
Looked on Twitter.
Okay, oh. I just want to make sure. It sounded very fancy.
It did.
But I just want to let people know how our research works. I'm not taking issue with the way you researched it, but you looked on Twitter as I did.
You absolutely should take issue with what I did on Twitter. But here's why I researched. Because I saw Ira Winderman...
Sticking with the research... You're sticking with research.
I'm using that one, baby.
Okay.
Ira Winterman tweeted 5 hours ago, for those who insist on living on Twitter rumors, and then he puts in parentheses and blowing up my phone, no Heat player did not return with the team due to COVID. Two staffers, he writes in all caps, did not return, including a broadcaster and a therapist. Team otherwise would have had to list on injury report if that was the case with players. Now, the reason why this blew up was because a morning show in Boston
attributed
two people from the Heat being as players.
Correct. Oh, okay. But the Pat McAfee tweet is from 2 minutes ago. 2 minutes ago, Pat McAfee is tweeting, breaking, allegedly there are Miami Heat players still in Boston because they tested positive for COVID, and he is sourcing that to Boston Connor, who is part of the Pat McAfee show. It's a verified guy who's got 141,000 followers. So. I saw Ira's tweet in the morning, so I had a little background on that, so I thought it was kind of put to bed. I don't know. I have no idea. There's a reason that this line is +3 at home. You know what I mean? Like that, it doesn't add up to me. Otherwise, if there wasn't something amiss,
so two Heat players are still in Boston and nobody knows.
Well, I'm saying it doesn't add up, but neither does the line. You know, like it, like none of this adds up to me, especially with the thought that Marcus Smart might not even play tonight and Robert Williams. Like what? I don't know. I'm missing something here.
I'm going to text Pat.
Text Pat McAfee. That's your guy.
Mm-hmm.
Say, hey, I'm on the air now. How confident are you that Heat players are missing?
This might take a while. I don't text fast. I use one finger.
I see that.
Y'all are waiting for me?
Are we going to get a response?
We need to do something else if y'all are waiting for me.
I think Solana was doing research again. I wasn't even...
It's not research. It's scrolling through Twitter's not research.
He calls it research.
Research?
Listen.
I've researched for the last 2 years.
Don't get him mad.
You good, Solana?
Don't get him mad. No, compliment him on his research. Don't answer me. Compliment him on his research.
Man, that was awesome, bro.
I've researched a bit for the weather report as well.
Oh, so we'll wow.
Let me guess. It's gorgeous out, and lows will be in the mid-70s tonight.
Mid-70s, partly cloudy.
That weather report was brought to you from the Demesman and Dover Accident Attorney Weather Center. Call 24/7-866-954-MORE.
Mike Cugno is going to join us in the next segment. Make Cheetah Pompano Beach and Cheetah Hallandale Beach your free lunch hotspots. Why would you pay for lunch with an unpleasant view when you can enjoy a gourmet lunch menu for free every day, 11:30 till 3? If you haven't been there yet, this is not your typical free lunch. This is a full-on kitchen with chefs on the menu. You can get things like wings or sandwiches, salads, not to mention daily specials like barbecue ribs, pasta carbonara, seafood pastas, and more. Gotta check it out. See for yourself. You can always grab your buddies after work. Head on over to Cheetah Pompano Beach or Cheetah Hallandale Beach. Let them take care of you for the best happy hour and entertainment in South Florida. And let's say you don't have tickets tonight. You want to watch Miami and Boston. You can watch at any of the Cheetah clubs. Nice place to situate yourself and watch a little basketball. You want some info? Check out their website. It's cheetahsofl.com.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I think healthier food actually just tastes better.
Ridiculous.
Hawk and Crowder.
Back live, not at the FLA Live Arena. Just because it could have been. It could have been. It's not. You know. Mike Cugno is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Mike Cugno, I've said this before, not just a sports reporter and anchor for CBS4 here in Miami, nationally on CBS Sports HQ. He is the de facto fourth member of this show.
Yep.
And one day, everyone listening is going to be tuning in to the Cugno and Solana show. I am convinced of it. But Cugno, I will tell you this, Solana has been in some weird bad mood for 48 hours. Sometimes you like to come on the air and mess with them. I'm telling you, watch your step today.
Today's not the day to do it. Why is that? Just because the Heat loss or the Panthers?
I don't know. Nobody really knows.
No, he ran out of moose.
I just said.
Will
you stop messing with people?
Cugno asked a question. I answered it.
So today's not the day, Cugno, all right?
All right. Solana TV is my favorite new program
there.
They're not paying you enough, Solana.
There you go. So, all compliments. Yep. Good job. All compliments. We should be, Cugno, doing a show right now across from magical turkey sandwiches at the FLA Live Arena. What went wrong?
Oh, my God.
What went wrong, Cugno?
What went wrong? Oh, where to start? Well, the offense for the Panthers, obviously, just disappeared. Like they were not there. Andrew Brunette was asked pregame in that game four, could Barkov, could Huberto find another gear? He said he thought they could. I thought they played with a lot of effort in that last game, but sometimes it's just, you know, luck would have it. I thought that Lightning goal was a little lucky. I thought Bob played great, but you know, here we are doing exit interviews for the Panthers today instead of talking about a possible game five here tonight. So I will say this, if there's any like good compliment to come out of this, and this may sound weird, but the Panthers are now going to be held to higher expectations. If you want to be the Heat and the Dolphins and kind of have that kind of popularity and expectations to win, you got to have your feet held to the fire a little bit. And I think fans now will say, all right, hey, it's time to do this. And instead of Panthers maybe being the cute, fun team in the market, they are now going to come with some expectations moving forward. So I think it's a good thing.
And Mike, was this a successful season? Because there's a President's Trophy sitting at, you know, FLA yeah. Live, but we got to ask what by the Tampa Bay Lightning again and again and again and again. Like, is this a successful season?
Yeah, well, the regular season certainly is a successful season. Also, you finally get that one playoff series win under your belt, which is good. I think what we learned from what happened in this series against Tampa is why Tampa is so good. Last year, that series against the Lightning was pretty chaotic and pretty hectic, and I thought that may have played a little bit more into the Panthers' hands. This year, you saw Tampa come out and make adjustments and tighten up their defense and not get so caught up emotionally with the Panthers, who might try to mix it up a little bit. And when you saw that happen, especially in the power play or penalty kill, excuse me, for Tampa, if you're watching them, you see how tight things got in front of the net and how they just wouldn't let anything through. I think Tampa looked at that series last year and went, okay, we can't get into a rock throwing match with them again because their offense has gotten better. And they really just focused on settling things down defensively. And I think that was the biggest difference in this series, that the Lightning were able to make the adjustments the Panthers couldn't.
Think we're going to see many changes during the offseason?
Roster-wise, I'm sure there's going to be some players in and out, like guys we've grown to appreciate. You know, you wonder if Duclair will be here next year. Some of the older vets, you got to wonder if they try to bring in maybe a little bit more defensive-minded players. I don't know if stylistically it's going to change a whole lot. When you have the best offense in the NHL in like the last 25 years, you don't want to just throw that to the wayside. You want to see how you can add to that and enhance the team around that. So I'm not sure what's going to happen, you know, what happens with Bobrovsky. Bobrovsky and Barkov each make $12 million a season. If you had to get rid of one of them to try to make cap space, you would think you keep Barkov and maybe try to move Bobrovsky and try to free up some cash and then just roll with Spencer Knight as the future. So I think if Bob comes, I think you'll start to see changes around this team roster-wise if they do make a move to move Bobrovsky, but I don't know if they're going to do that.
And what about the coach, Mike? Do you think Brunette stays? And is he a good coach? Like, if the Panthers don't retain him, is he going to get another head coaching job?
I think so. I really do think this was a win-win situation for Brunette, because think about the way the year started with Q getting fired and Brunette having to take over a team with that came in with, hey, this is an offense and this is a Panthers team that we really thought couldn't make a run. And all of a sudden you get hit with this big emotional letdown to start the season. I thought he did a really good job keeping it together. I think you really have to credit him. Whether or not he ends up as the Panthers head coach, I think he ends up a head coach somewhere down the line because of what he was able to do. And he mentioned the post game, look, he's going to lose a lot of sleepless nights not being able to figure out, you know, why they couldn't score on the power play and why they couldn't beat Tampa's offense, or excuse me, Tampa's defense, even in 5-on-5. So I think if he comes back, maybe he's got to prove that he's going to have those solutions. Like, I think you have to prove that you can make the adjustments. We talk about this in playoff series all the time. You know, all things being equal, sometimes it does come down to the coach who's ready to make the adjustments and believe in what they're doing. And you just got to wonder if Bruno's the right guy for the job because of those reasons.
Mike Cugno, CBS 4, is with us. The Heat are underdogs at home tonight. Does that feel odd to you?
No, it doesn't feel odd. And I think the reason why is just because of how many people are banged up. Will Tyler Hero play or not? And we've seen these huge swings points-wise in these games. Like, it's basically whoever, you know, the Celtics mentioned it this morning of that their shoot around today. Like, the games, whoever seems to get off to the hot start kind of imposes their will for the rest of the game, with the exception of game one. It kind of went back and forth a little bit there. But yeah, like, if the Celtics come out firing, the trend of this series has been whoever gets off to that good start, whoever wins that first half feels really good and ends up winning the game. So no, the NBA is such a weird – the postseason is so weird. There's been so many blowouts. It seems like teams can get taken out of these games earlier than expected. So the Heat being an underdog does not surprise me. I believe they were underdogs heading into the series to begin with. So Vegas apparently still believe the Celtics are coming out of East.
And, Mike, you talk about the fast starts, bro. What the hell happened in game four? They had 1 point for ages. They scored 11 in the first quarter. Mike, what happened, bro?
I'm at the Panther game, right? I'm in Tampa, and I'm refreshing my ESPN box score going, oh, something's happening, right? Like what's going on? I even texted Will and Ruthie, and I was like, what's happening in this game? Because I can't believe, like, this is an actual score. That's about as bad as it gets, right? What they end up starting the game for, like 0-for-10 from the field, and your starters only have 18 points. That's about as cold as you can be. And yet I you go back and look at that game statistically and you go, hey, did Boston really do anything that said, hey, if you weren't hitting your shots, you would not have been in this game? Like, I don't know. That seemed like a game that maybe could have been a toss-up, but man, Miami just came out so cold that they just couldn't rebound from that.
This is what Colin Cowherd tweeted after the game. The Celtics obviously are the better team. The Giants once beat a superior Patriots team. It happens. And then Colin writes, the Celtics can lose this series. Miami can't win it. You agree at all with what Colin Cowherd is tweeting there?
No, I don't. I don't agree with that. I'll agree with the Patriots were the better team in the NFL that year. They went, was it 19-1, 18-1, whatever, and lost in the Super Bowl. They were clearly the better team, and they'd beaten the Giants once already. But that's completely different than what we're seeing here. Miami was the number one seed in the East, and you look at their numbers, and their numbers played out that, yeah, that's a top team in all of basketball, like team-wise. And you think about top to bottom, they're probably the most deep team still in the playoffs, considering how much a lot of those guys have played. So I don't necessarily buy into the better team. And, you know, I saw that question about the Celtics losing the game or whatever it was. It was like, did Miami lose this game, or Celtics win this game, or Celtics lose this game, whatever. It was weirdly phrased, but it was like the Heat in game three led wire to wire. How can you ask if that was a game the Celtics lost? You know, like Celtics just let get away. So this whole weird narrative nationally that Miami's not the better team, or at least not up to par with the Celtics, I see these two teams being very similar. And it's really just comes down to, and as we've seen, as we mentioned, just who's going to hit their shots. That's literally what the series has come down to lately. I mean, we saw it in the 76ers series. There's the game on the road in Philly where Philly, I believe it was game four in Philly. And Miami ends up losing by 6 points, but had they made three more three-pointers, they shot like 20% from three. They make three more three-pointers, which obviously it would still be well below their season average. They win that game. So it is, this NBA season postseason has come down to who is actually just going to going to step up and hit them, because that's and that's basically been the MO for this entire series.
And Mike, talking about that, man, with game one, the Heat won, and game three, the Heat won. It's tied 2-2 now. But game one, Jimmy had 41. Game three, that was the big bam game, 31 points, and just balled out. Like, that is that what we need? We have to have one of our stars step up. We can't have everybody score 17. Somebody has to show out. Somebody has to be the most valuable player of that game for the Heat to win two of these next three.
Well, you have to – I mean, you also have to exploit mismatches. You know, if Marcus Smart's not going to be in the game for the Celtics, you got to take advantage – of that. If Williams isn't going to be in the paint, then Bam's got to take advantage of that. I know he's dealing, you know, it's Al Horford and Williams at times, and that's a tough, you know, two-man group to go against. But you, at some point for Bam, he's got to just be assertive every night, no matter who is in the game. For Jimmy, I mean, even after game one, Jimmy mentioned how he likes to put, you know, his shoulder into people. He likes the kind of physicality of it. That needs to be sustained throughout the series, get to a line, right? That's when Jimmy's most successful. But you wonder, with Jimmy's knee, is that, you know, does that hamper him a little bit from doing that? I asked Peyton Pritchard today at Celtics Shoot Around, hey, do you notice when other teams are dealing with injuries, do guys seem maybe less assertive or hesitant out there? And he said he hasn't noticed that at all. And Jimmy said after, you know, game four that he was fine. So, yeah, you just comes down to want to, I believe, with this team. And the Heat wants to get in there, into the paint, and get to the line and be aggressive for Bam. That's when I think they're at their best.
I think we're all in agreement. Bam has to score more than 9 points, and Jimmy has to score more than six. Do we all agree on this?
How about attempt more than five shots? You know, that's part of it.
We need the starting five to score more than 20, right? Should we set the bar at 20? Is that...
Let's go a little higher.
What, you know, we were talking about, you know, the Celtics. You said, you know, they were favored by Vegas going into the series, even though the Heat were the one seed, and the Heat are underdogs at home tonight, which I don't really understand. But there is a national media narrative, there's a basketball narrative, that the Celtics are that much more talented than the Heat. You saw it with the All-NBA teams last night, right? Jason Tatum's a first-team All-NBA player. Mm-hmm. Jimmy Butler, hey, forget Jimmy. That's not a single Heat player, but it would be Jimmy Butler. Mm-hmm. Jimmy Butler's nowhere to be seen. First team, second team, third team. Is that granted? He only played 50 some games, so I kind of understand that. But he's shown you throughout the playoffs. I mean, he might be. I mean, he's one of the top three players still playing in the playoffs.
I saw a tweet that said, "No All NBA players." And you're the number one seed in the East, and you're in the Eastern Conference Finals, and Spo's not the coach of the year. So you don't have that many good players, and you win the East, and now you're in the Eastern Conference Finals tied 2-2. Like, where's the disconnect?
Like, what is happening there, Mike? Where is the disconnect?
This – okay, so I don't necessarily think it's a disconnect, because if you asked me, all right, Jimmy Butler, a top 20 player in the NBA, top 25, I'd probably lean yes. Now you get to top 15 – you know, do you start to think, oh, I can make some arguments for guys ahead of them? And if we're talking about regular season awards, you know, I think you can certainly make those arguments. Postseason has been a whole different issue. This is my problem with announcing the MVP award in the second or third round of the postseason, because your MVP winner could be out round one, right? And so you have this, oh, Joel Embiid should have been, look what he's doing, look what he's still doing, and Jokic is out. You know, it kind of skews, I think, maybe what the voters were thinking about at the time when they voted. But with this team, this team has got such a Detroit Pistons 2004-2005 vibe to me, where, yes, there's a guy on the team that is a leader, whether it's a Chauncey Billups or a Jimmy Butler. And then you look at the supporting cast, it's just really good. Would any of those guys end up on the All-NBA team that year? I'm not sure any of those Pistons players were.
But I kind of look at even if you look at the third, I think Trae Young was on the third team, no? Like, I mean, who's better in the NBA? Who makes more of a difference out on the court, Jimmy Butler or Trae Young? Jimmy Butler led the team to a one seed in the Eastern Conference Finals. Trae Young got wildly exposed. But you know what I mean? There is some...
But see, but that's, But that's the argument I'm making. Is you said he got wildly exposed when? He got wildly exposed
right.
in the postseason.
Right.
So is the voting happening in the regular season? And we're learning about like the results now, and I think that's why you end up having these kind of controversies around some of this voting. Tatum said today he thinks maybe make it positionless, you know, and maybe that's
well,
how
that,
you end up seeing maybe Heat players get into.
Because Joel Embiid should not be a second team All NBA player; he should be on the first team.
Right, right. How is second in MVP voting end up second? You know, in the right. in the somewhere between 6 and 10. So I agree with you agreeing with Tatum that maybe make this positionless because basketball at this point in its evolution at times becomes positionless when you've got Bam Adebayo out there covering five different positions and you got LeBron James acting like a point guard sometimes, right?
Yeah, but Jimmy Butler's game, like, is this part of it too? Jimmy Butler's game isn't sexy. Like, his game is not beautiful to watch. Trae Young's game is beautiful. Steph Curry's beautiful.
It makes your jaw drop at times.
Yeah, like the grinder, the hard worker, the guy that fills the – what's the phrase with Jim? He's going to fill the stat box. Two steals, two blocks, you know, nine boards, six assists, and 14 points. We watch it and we love it, but it's not a sexy box score.
No, it's not sexy. He's not hitting threes from the parking lot or – dunking on everybody, you know, it. I literally think it comes down to what do you do on a consistent basis. We all know Jimmy in the postseason is a different dude. You know, like he just digs in and finds that switch, that gear that he can pull from and be one of the top five players left in the NBA. But these guys have played so much basketball over the last few years. Do these veterans really, you know, maybe go hard every single night? You mentioned him not playing the whole season, load management, all this stuff I think goes into it when you take account for who ends up being in this top NBA list or all NBA list. You know, I think that's all part of it. And that's why I think it gets a little bit skewed. We know Jimmy Butler's one of the best players on the planet. What did he do in the regular season? Because that's apparently where these awards are won and lost.
Right. I don't think he played enough games. I think that's probably where he gets caught up. Mike Cuno from CBS4. Today is National Towel Day. You go to the hot tub. You're wearing a towel. You drop the towel. You completely nude when you get in the hot tub.
What's the alternative? Do people wear the towel in the hot tub?
Some people will go to the hot tub, they'll drop the towel, but they have a bathing suit on.
Everybody got some drawers or something.
Yeah, I mean,
Bill Parcells was in the hot tub with you, showed up in the towel.
Mike, have you heard this story, Mike?
Dropped the towel. You know this? You know this where Crowder and Bill Parcells took a nude hot tub together?
No, we weren't both nude. There was one nude. No,
but
we don't
know
that.
We don't know.
I wasn't naked. I was there.
But we only have your word for it, so we don't know. We hope. We hope for sure. But it's possible you were both nude.
Crowder, do you oblige him and be like, look, Bill, I don't want to make you feel uncomfortable, so I'll do what you're doing. Is that what happened?
No, I would make him feel uncomfortable because his little ferret poking out wasn't.
Well, you were already in the hot tub and you had your shorts on.
I had my grays on.
And so when he dropped the towel and he's completely naked, then you take your shorts off while you're in the hot tub and make him feel comfortable.
No, we're not making love. We're hot tub.
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. We don't know. So, I've got my mental picture of it. I'm just curious. You go to the hot tub, Mike. Jim Barry is already in the hot tub. You've got the towel on. You take it off. Is there anything, you have shorts on, or are you full Cuno?
No. Definitely shorts on. Also, if I ever ended up in the same hot tub as Jim, he'd probably be really pissed off that somehow we ended up in the same place on vacation. He probably just wants to get away from it.
I mean, there's not a hot tub at CBS4?
A warm-up room. Hot tub,
oh, yeah,
sauna.
Between our two cubicles, we've got a nice big, you know, above-ground hot tub that we jump into after our Sunday night show and, you know, have a cigar and glass of scotch and be like, yeah, you know, those are good days' work, buddy. That's what we do here.
I laugh because all the national media is in town for the Heat tonight, and this is when local guys get discovered for national jobs. Mm-hmm. Always. This always happens. And so Cugno, who has presented himself very well, I don't want to lose him as the fourth de facto member of the show. Well, I'm sabotaging him because I know when you start to use the word nude around him, he gets a little shaky. And now, you know, what's going to happen when the national CBS guy who's or ESPN is in town or TNT and you know, and they're and someone's going, hey, you got to listen to this guy. He's on the sports radio stations and he sounds, you know, really good. This might be a guy. And now here you are, you know, with the towel on at the hot tub, Cugno.
I'll make a promise to you. If I got a job in outer space, I'd still come on this show. I love you guys that much.
Wow.
I know my roots. I respect my roots. I'll always come home to you guys.
Would it be odd, though, if you were in the hot tub and one of us showed up? No, I'm not kidding you. One of us showed up. We have a relationship.
No problem being naked.
No. I understand. Yeah. But I'm saying, you were not, if we take your word for it, you were not naked at that time. And Bill Parcells just foisted nudeness on you, which is not unheard of in a locker room and around, you know, professional athletes. But would it be odd? Because you didn't have much of a relationship with Bill Parcells other than you work together. And it's the same relationship we have with Cugno, right? So Cugno, you're on vacation. You're in the hot tub. Crowder, me, or Solana, we show up. And, hey, you're here too. Wow, this is great. Drop the towel. We're completely nude. We get in the hot tub. Do you think that changes our relationship moving forward?
No. It wouldn't change it because instantly there would be, what the hell are you doing? And I know we would probably just laugh about it. And it would be.
Oh, you'd laugh if it was me.
It would be a story.
Oh, would we laugh?
It would be a story we get to tell. I would probably laugh it off. I've had friends do some pretty dumb and funny stuff just to get like a rise out of people. So that's the way I'd probably take it if that were to happen, like in a real life scenario between the three or four of us.
Madison Cawthorn excuse. Madison Cawthorn excuse. did you call Parcells out when he got into the hot tub?
No.
Because no, Mike,
he
you're
was
saying
the damn president,
right?
Of
no, no, no.
Operations.
I get it. I get
like,
it.
I'm not saying anything
so,
to him.
So, but you would call it out, Mike. You would call it out. Hey, what are we doing here?
Yeah. I'd be like, oh, I didn't know it was that kind of party. You know, like you just,
but Mike,
you kind of make light of it.
Mike, I'll like the equivalent because Parcells, he gets in the hot tub and he drops the towel and it's just naked, big. His body's shaped like a chewed up piece of gum already, so it was unhappy visions. And he gets in a hot tub and starts talking about like stopping the run.
Like there's nothing like it was the same conversation you'd have if you have clothes on.
It was the same conversation. He gets in, he's like, hey man, you gotta watch those guards, Crowder, when you're in, you know, when they're in I formation. He just starts talking ball.
It's like Austin Powers where it's just moly, moly, moly. You're like, well, I was trying to cover the penis. What? What?
And he's walking towards me to talk about the power play, and I'm backing up, and then I hit the wall in
Man,
the back, and
I
he
need,
keeps walking towards
I need,
me.
I need more info. Hold on. I need more information here. Okay, so he approaches the hot tub, and then it's towel down immediately in the water, and then you don't really see anything after that, right? Because you got the bubbles and everything going.
The
or
bubbles are going.
Was it
they're
like
rolling.
Towel like on a hook by the door, and he had to walk like 50 yards over to you, and so you see his coming to you. Like, what's the scenario? Because that I think that changes everything.
Mike, it's a weird thing because I always went in real early. Like I was going real early to get my workout knocked out, and really getting the sauna and the steam room to get the liquor out of my system and whatever else. So I would always go in real early, and I was usually in there by myself in the hot tub in the steam room, and then Parcells becomes – Tony Sperano comes in, and that's when Stephen Ross bought the team, and he becomes president of football operations. And so the next year, I'm same thing I always do, going in early, going in the sauna, hot tub, cold tub, you know, contrast, and I'm in the hot tub one day by myself just chilling, and he walks in with the green towel on. And I'm like, okay, green towel. And he drops it, and everybody has draws on. I'm talking about, I've been in the league now 4 years. Everybody has draws under this towel. He drops it, and I see his man and a little pile of snow.
The old tugboat.
And so then he, like, but it's not a rush. He's not, like, covering it up. He just walks down the stairs slowly, and he gets in the tub and starts talking about reading guards on run plays. And we're just me and him 5:45 a.m. in the hot tub, and we're literally talking about like X and O strong football. And it was just the most awkward thing, but he gets closer and closer, and I'm backing up, and we circled the hot tub about 5 or 6 times because as he gets closer to me to talk about the draw, I'm walking back. I don't want to talk about the draw this close. We can talk about the draw from over there. Let's not talk about the
zone. Let me show you
the
end
play.
Around. No, I'm not really on the field for the end around. I don't think.
I got the B gap, coach. I got the B gap.
I think what Parcells is doing. Remember, he's been around a lot of years. He probably knows when a player's coming in early to get that. To sweat out the alcohol. I think he was punishing you a little bit. You know, that was a little. I know he's struggling right now. Going to make this a little worse for you.
I think Cuño might be onto something. Bill Parcells, good football mind. He goes, listen, everything we have tried with Crowder has not worked. Watch this. Watch this.
That's the closer. Bring in the lefty.
Bring in Mariano Rivera. Watch this. Dude's partying days are done.
I stopped going out.
Unbelievable. He became like, he became just straight edge. Like, I can't go through that again.
No, I don't want to see that.
All right. What a conversation. Mike Cuño from CBS4. We are excited. You're the de facto fourth member of the show.
Yeah, you know what? I think these appearances guarantee that my next place of business will definitely probably be in space.
Space or AM radio. Two endless frontiers.
We got a mic right here for him. We have two mics ready for
Happy him. National Towel Day, Mike.
Happy National Towel Day to all who celebrate.
Thank you very much. There you go. Mike Cuño from CBS4. Let's take a break. We went very long with him, but it was worth it. We'll take a break. Come back with more Hockman and Crowder. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.